What do we do with Psalm 137 by Aaron Armstrong? Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Psalms 137, 7 through 9. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites said that day at Jerusalem. Destroy it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who pays you back what you have done to us. Happy is he who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rocks. So the psalmist here is wishing not for vengeance in human terms. He is praying for God's justice. He is putting his trust in God's promise to repay the Babylonians for what they had done. He is trusting that God will deliver his people as God had promised. Throughout this psalm, he calls the people to remember. Remember Jerusalem in your grief, and remember the Lord's promise of deliverance. This is what he calls us to do as well. Hoping in God. This is truly the blessed hope we have in the gospel. Christ died on the cross to deliver us from the most horrible suffering imaginable, an eternity in hell. And yet he took upon himself the wrath of our sins, deserved so we might be free. And even now he sits in heaven at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, praying for us, preparing a place for us with him. What glorious hope that is! That's the hope that's driven Christians from the beginning of the church. It's the truth that sustains us. Brothers and sisters, we are clay jars, and God has placed this treasure, this great hope, in us. That's why we can say with the Apostle Paul, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry the death of Jesus in our body, so that the life of Jesus may also be displayed in our body. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that Jesus' life may also be displayed in our mortal flesh. So then, death is at work in us, but life in you. That came from 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 12. Death is at work in us daily, but Christ is being revealed. That's what our trials do. They make us look more and more like Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the one who suffered for us so we might be delivered from death. Therefore, we do not give up. Even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And that comes from 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. Christian, trials will come. Grieve them, but do not let your despair distort your thinking. Instead, put your hope in God's deliverance.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.